Unit 9, Exercise 27.
When it comes to places, I think that Cape Town's very important.
Yeah, of course.
And you probably know it's one of the three capital cities of South Africa, the other two being Pretoria and Bloemfontein.
I see.
It's a very nice place, a multicultural city with lots of exciting things going on. It attracts a lot of tourists, but it's also a place where artists and designers live, and that creates a special atmosphere.
Right. So you would recommend going there because of the art scene?
Well, yes. I mean, there's a lot of natural beauty too, like Table Mountain and Cape Point, the most southwesterly tip of Africa. But the city's also got a great creative potential. You know, bands, galleries and stuff. If you're around at the weekend and you're interested in arts, crafts and design, you should check out one of the many markets. Cape Town's the place to go to find out about design innovations.
So Cape Town's well known for design then?
Yes, absolutely. For example, you can find fantastic workshops, studios and design firms in an area called Woodstock.
Hmm.
If you enjoy looking at modern furniture and stuff, you have to go there.
Sounds great. And the city must have a very interesting and rich history, I presume.
Well, I don't know much about its history. It was the largest city in South Africa, but then it was outgrown by Johannesburg. But Cape Town's definitely the tourist capital of the country.
Is it near Johannesburg?
No, Johannesburg and Pretoria are more or less in the northeast of the country, but Cape Town's in the southwest.
Ah, and how big is it?
It's quite big. I don't really know for sure, but I think the population's around 3.5 million.
Right.